The term speculation has acquired a pejorative meaning among some scientists, describing someone's ideas as mere speculation is often considered insulting. This is unfortunate, as a renowned English biologist has noted. An imaginative conception of what might be true is the starting point of all great discoveries in science. Ironically, this is sometimes true, even when the speculation turns out to be wrong. Every scientist knows that the best research emerges from a dialectic between speculation and healthy skepticism. Ideally, the two should coexist in the same brain, but they do not have to, since there are people who represent both extremes. All ideas eventually get tested ruthlessly. Many are rejected, but others promise to turn our views upside down. I strongly believe that it is always the scientist's responsibility to make clear when he is speculating and when his conclusions are clearly warranted by his observations. In striking this balance between fancy and fact, I hope to stimulate intellectual curiosity and to widen horizons, rather than to provide any conclusive answers to the questions raised. This is both an exciting and a challenging time for those of us who study the brain and human behavior. On the other hand, despite 200 years of research, the most basic questions about the human mind. How do we recognize faces? Why do we cry? Why do we laugh? Why do we dream? Why do we enjoy music and art? Remain unanswered, as does the really big question: what is consciousness? On the other hand, the advent of new experimental approaches and imaging techniques is sure to transform our understanding of the human brain. What a unique privilege it will be for our generation and our children's to witness what I believe will be the greatest cognitive revolution in the history of the human race. Understanding ourselves. The prospect of doing so is both thrilling and disturbing. There is something distinctly odd about a hairless ape that is able to look back over its own shoulder and ask who and what it is. How and why it has come to be. Odder still, the brain can not only discover how other brains work, but also pose questions about its own existence. Who am I? What happens after death? Does mind arise exclusively from neurons in my brain? What scope is there for free will? It is the peculiar recursive quality of these questions as the brain struggles to understand itself that makes neurology so fascinating.